It's 7:07 on WSBA. Mark McKenzie here this morning. So is the State House Speaker of the House, Mike Terzai. He has been in the eye of the storm this week. In fact, our state has been in the eye of the storm nationally this week because of the new congressional map that was drawn by the PA court, the Supreme Court, which basically redistricted the state themselves. The GOP challenged. That's where it is right now. We find out this morning about what it all means with Speaker of the House, Mike Terzai. Mr. Speaker, great to have you on this morning. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, Gary, thank you for having me.
Talk about, you know, I guess I want to say, everybody understands that redistricting or districting itself is a political exercise. We got that, okay? I think the court has pretty much said that. So, you know, we're not going to kid anybody by saying, well, this is straight up. However, by the same token, there's a lot of things at play here, like separation of powers. Whose job is it to do this? When should you do it? It looks like it's really coming and being pushed along right now for a specific purpose, which is the next election. Talk about what took you to the point where you filed with the Supreme Court over this.
Yes, and that's with the United States Supreme Court. And, Gary, some facts, and I apologize for this. People have to understand that's crucial. Redistricting occurs after a United States census. And why does it occur at that time? Because you have to account, in terms of representation, where the population changes have occurred within the state.
Right.
And for a congressional map for within the entire United States. Pennsylvania, of course, lost the seat. We went from 19 to 18 in 2011, and we had to construct the map accordingly. Now, the drawing of the map, as you said, is at a minimum a small P political process, but it is designed to be done by state legislatures according to the United States Election Clause in the federal Constitution, the United States Constitution.
Article 1, Section 4. So
Yes, sir. So we in the legislature with a governor draw the lines, and it has to pass the Senate, which it did. It has to pass the House, which it did, and it has to be signed by a governor, which it did. When it passed the House, it passed 136-61. We had 100 Republicans vote yes, 36 Democrats vote yes. It could not have passed without Democratic votes because we have to have 102.
Mm-hmm.
There were 10 Allegheny County Democrats, 16 Philadelphia Democrats, amongst others, that voted yes for the map. In addition, 4 Democratic congressmen seated all publicly supported the map.
Right.
It was a bipartisan vote. So that's the law of the land. It is not to be changed until the next census in 2020, and then it would be in effect for the new lines would be in effect for 2022. So we've used this map now for 3 straight congressional elections, 2012, 2014, 2016. Oh, but lo and behold, Eric Holder with President Obama put together a group that is funding challenges to congressional maps. Why? All across the country, by the way. Why? Because they want to stop President Trump's agenda. That's it.
Well, and the idea,
and
too,
is that federal.
Yeah, the idea, too, that you know, we've lost elections here, and so now what you cannot win at the ballot box, you are now going to win in the court, right?
Correct. So they go into federal court. That was where our first case was held, and we won. Gary, the map was upheld in federal court. It's a 3-judge panel. We won on a 2-1 decision on January 10th, 2018. They shouldn't have invalidated the map. They upheld the map.
Correct me if I'm wrong, though, Mike, if I can interrupt here. If I can interrupt real quickly. Correct me if I'm wrong. On that first decision, they basically come out and said, yes, it's very political. We're not going to kid about that, but it is also the purview of the legislature to do that. Am I correct on my assessment of that?
I would say maybe not as strong in one of the opinions, but essentially the 2-1 opinion said that's the process.
Right.
We're not getting involved.
Exactly. That was my point. Yeah.
Yes. And then, Gary, it is virtually unheard of. It is virtually unheard of to go to a state Supreme Court. state Supreme Court invalidating a federal congressional map, and the underlying case by Judge Brotson on Commonwealth Court basically came to the same conclusion that the federal judges did, except he was basing it on the state constitution. Gary, there is no explicit language in the state constitution that says anything about congressional maps. Nothing. This is made out of whole cloth. They're reading standards into the Constitution that are not written into the Constitution. Well, they're not there.
The only thing that I could read in
the state Constitution.
Only thing I could read in the state Constitution was in Article 1, Section 5. I read through that. It said, elections shall be free and equal, and no power, civil or military, shall at any time interfere to prevent the free exercise of the right of suffrage. And that's it. And what's interesting, that's just talking about keeping individuals from voting. That's not really talking about, you know, how you're districting or redistricting the state. You got to go a long way to read that into it. Mike, can you stick with us? We just have to take a very quick break. We'll come right back with you, okay?
Yes, sir, you may.
Speaker of the House, Mike Terzai, with us from the State House Assembly. He has filed a case before the Supreme Court. It's an important one, and it's being watched by the nation. He'll be back with more right after this.
News Talk 93.9 and 910 WSBA.
That's probably not music that Mike Terzai wants to hear. Another one bites the dust. He's trying to make sure that doesn't happen in this case. Speaker of the House, Mike Terzai, back with us. Just a little tongue-in-cheek moment there, Mr. Speaker. A little fun here. But hey, you know, I want to come back to something. Now you've got a case before judges who have been selected for life and then consented to by the Senate of the United States, compared to judges in the state Supreme Court who are elected and then retained or not retained after 10 years. There's a big difference here in what you're talking to right now in terms of the audience. Talk about that a little bit in terms of your filing.
Oh my goodness, Gary, that is so on point. It's so important, I think, for people to understand this. You know, they did an end run, the plaintiff litigants. Anybody who thinks that these litigants and the holder group and the governor's office, I was in a deposition, the governor's legal counsel was strategizing with the plaintiff's counsel. I mean, this is all, you know, a small C conspiracy in the sense that they're all talking to each other. This is all planned out. And they go into the state court, and you go in front of the Pennsylvania Supreme Court that's all elected. Five of them are Democrats, two of them are Republicans, and guess what the decision is to invalidate the map?
5-4. 5-2. Yeah, 5-2, sorry, yeah.
5-2, yes. And I told everybody, I go, this is the ultimate gerrymander, right? I mean, that's what it is. Now, you go, our challenge is in the hands of the United States Supreme Court, and it's a crucial case. In my opinion, it's a case of first decision ever in the United States of America. But what our argument is you can't invalidate a map on the basis of a state constitution that doesn't have explicit language, and that this is nothing more than a paragraph, and that if the United States Supreme Court doesn't come in, what you're going to have is litigants all over the United States going to state Supreme Courts, which are by and large elected, to invalidate the map, and everybody on the basis of state constitutions, and they're going to do an end run around the federal courts. And there's a case in front of the Supreme Court right now on what the standards are for the U.S. Constitution with respect to drawing congressional lines. This is creating chaos throughout the entire United States. That's what's happening. And there is a big difference on the elected judges who care is this. Three of the five Democratic justices who got elected in 2015, a couple of them campaigned on saying that they would end the congressional map, quote unquote.
Right.
Is filmed direct League of Women Voters how to file the suit before he gets elected to the court.
You know what's interesting on this, Mike, is that you've got a situation here where, in essence, if you carry the argument out, and again, I'm looking at this and I'm saying, okay, so after 2010, the Republicans have crafted it where, you know, the Republicans won 13 of the 18 seats in three straight elections. Pennsylvania statewide elections are often closely divided. Registered Democrats outnumber registered Republicans. We have to, you know, keep all that in mind. And yet, here's the thing. If you go to the state Supreme Court to do this, and this is where I have a problem with it. First of all, there's a question about the separation of powers and do they really even have the power to do this? But more importantly, what you've in essence done is you've created a second legislative branch, have you not, that is now made up not of all these numbers that we elect, but of seven people.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
Yeah. And so they become the lawmakers if they don't like the lawmaking that you guys are doing in the state House and the state Senate, essentially.
Correct. That's it.
Yeah. What's your gut feeling? The Supreme Court, you know, said the second time you went there, hey, we're not going to deal with this. It's up to the Supreme Court. We are loath to normally do this. Now you have the direct challenge. Now you have, okay, we are now going to tell the legislative branch that they, if they don't go by this, then we're going to put our own map in there. And we're going to do it right now for this election where it looks like what a mess it's going to be. I mean, a lot of people, both Democrat and Republican, are talking about that.
I personally think that, I mean, nobody asked my opinion on the United States Supreme Court, right? But I think this is not, it's a stay for now. They will then have to undertake the underlying issue. They're already contemplating the underlying issue of standards for congressional line drawing with respect to the United States Constitution. Why not take up the Federal Elections Clause issue, too? And determine while you're at it, should this be done at a state level, which I contend no, or a federal level, which I would contend yes, but I would also say there has to be a deference to the legislative process built into the United States Constitution. I think this should be stayed, and I don't think that's hard to do. And I think then they can sort out the rest of it and make a decision later in the year, which they're intending to do under this Woodford case, which I think comes out of Wisconsin, but I also know they're dealing with
There's
Maryland.
Maryland too,
well.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we're part of that, although it does have a caveat. The state Supreme Court here in Pennsylvania, on partisan lines, is drawing their own partisan map
exactly
to stop President Trump and the congressional majority agenda.
Under the guise of fairness, that it's more just than the one that you guys have.
Under the guise of fairness.
Right.
Every time we would go to see the governor, oh my goodness, Gary, and I know you know him well, he would just always say he never had a map until 1 minute before his deadline on February 15th.
Right.
He would always say, I don't have a map. I want a fair map. And we go, well, what is a fair map? Like,
right.
what, show me your fair map. What are you talking about? Ours went through a democratic process.
Right.
We had 36 Democrats vote for it.
Exactly. And that, and therein lies one of the great problems. I think most of us can say, you know, there's maybe some reconsideration that's needed in terms of fairness. We know that we're in a political time. And until someone comes up with a better idea on this, the party that's in control, I dare say if the Democrats had been in control here, you probably wouldn't see this suit before the court. But that's for another day.
Oh, Gary, it goes without question.
Right.
You would have never seen it. We would never do anything like that.
Mr. Speaker, we appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning. Do you have a timeline when you expect to hear some kind of judgment on this?
Gary, I would say probably within the week, but I don't know that for sure, to be honest with you.
Well, we'll keep our eye on it.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for having me.
Well,
on.
And thank you, and certainly in front of the nation as well right now, because it will be a precedent-setting kind of decision if they decide to take it on. Speaker, thank you very much this morning. Appreciate it, and have a great weekend.
All the best to your listeners, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care. Speaker of the House in the State House, Mike Terzai with us here this morning. Big newsmaker this week, not only in Pennsylvania, but around the country on WSBA. WSBA News Time 724.